Next application is the application of Amanda Randall, case number 11305. Site is located north of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeasterly corner of Road 273C, being Oyster Road, and being across from Road 273A, also known as Bald Eagle Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 334, map 19.08, parcel 31, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. This application is a request for a 38.25-foot variance from the required 60-foot setback from Route 1, a 32.5-foot variance from the required 60-foot from Road 273C, and they're requesting their front yard setback variances for a through lot. That's all I have, unless you have questions. There's no letter of support, no letter of opposition, no mail return.
No, thank you for that, Mr. Knight. All right, ma'am.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Amanda Randall, 354 Coastal Highway, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening.
Hello. I just moved my ice cream business into this location. And it's a very weird lot. It's a pie-shaped lot. And unfortunately, at the widest point, it's 110 feet. I applied for a building permit and thought I had received a building permit to do just a little canopy for people to sit on picnic tables over what used to be the driveway, the existing driveway in the front yard. So we just put some poles up over the driveway and put a roof over it, and then I discovered that there was a 60-foot setback requirement on each side, which made the entire lot unbuildable. So that's why I'm here, is for the seating area out front of the business, and then there's a little 6-foot picket, three-sided enclosure to hide the dumpster from Route 1 that's located at the back. Those are the two additions that we've done to the property since moving in there this year. The location of the property, there's a cemetery on the side road on the Oyster House side. Coastal Highway is on the left-hand side of the property. I'm not quite sure what is considered the front of the property, or because of the shape of the property, or, you know, what's the side or whatever. But I was under the impression when I had put this structure up initially that it was I had approval and that it was a 20-foot setback, and obviously I was wrong on that. But I do have pictures of what we've done in case that would be helpful for
you
too.
Yes, if you would pass them down, please. Appreciate that.
Mr. Lang, does this have two front setbacks?
It's a through lot. It has frontage on Route 1, it has frontage on Oyster House Road.
And both being 60 feet?
Both being 60 because it's commercial zone.
So nothing on the part, no improvements meet the setback requirement?
The existing building and porch are pre-existing to any zoning that's probably, 60 or 70 years old, at right. least.
80. Okay. Yeah.
At least that.
80.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah, said 80.
Wow.
Used to be an old school. But,
used to be a what?
Used to
school
be an
house.
Old school. Right. There. But the widest part of the lot is now 110 feet. So it's.
So even at the widest part of the lot, you could put a little over a 40 foot structure, and that would be on the back end.
No, not even there. But
where your parking area is.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the seating inside the building for the shop, I can seat four people inside. So. We have a bit of a problem trying to get people to seat. And the reason why we just did it open like that is because it's nice. You know, it's an open-air structure. It doesn't obstruct views from either Oyster House Road or Coastal Highway. So,
so you need more space on a hot summer night.
Mm-hmm.
So Del Dot's the baddie, huh, making you...
go through this, right?
Well, yes and no. They told me I had to tear out the front driveway, and then we thought instead of, you know, taking all the blacktop there and throwing it into the landfill, this would be a great thing to, you know, put a seating area. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's created a bit of a problem. Now I have to have a sidewalk running from the driveway or the parking lot in the back all the way around there. To the front entrance, and mm-hmm. people are constantly banging on the kitchen door trying to get in, so it's different.
Sounds like it is.
Okay. You don't intend to enclose that canopy or anything with screens or anything like that?
No. Okay.
If the board would be favorable toward that, it should be a, that's a consideration you're giving, it should be a part of
record.
But it cannot be enclosed.
All right, let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you down there, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Rivers?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
I'm Mr. Calloway with no questions. That being said, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think there's any question as to the uniqueness of this property. To properly develop it in any way is near impossible. And the applicant didn't create the situation where the buildings are, nor the limited space for our patrons to be seated or what have you. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think that she's asking for a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,305.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion. And
with the stipulation that it, yes, my motion to include the stipulation that it cannot be enclosed.
All right, I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,305. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,305 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great